You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and this morning we are talking about audio description, specifically York University's research into audio description. And joining me now to tell us a little bit more about it is Dr. Mariana Lopez, Senior Lecturer in Sound Production and Post-Production at the University of York. Thank you so much for joining us. So this research has been going on for quite a few years now, since about 2016. So could you give us a little bit of background on this project and what's been happening so far?
Yes, of course. So the Enhancing Audio Description project was funded by the Arts and Humanities Research Council and started in April 2016. And the project was done with co-investigator Dr. Gavin Kearney and researcher Christian Hofstadter. And what our aim was to create an alternative to traditional audio description practices for film and television. And the idea was to use sound design to create accessible, creative, and engaging experiences.
And this latest research project focused on three specific things. Can you tell us a little bit about what those three things are?
Yes, we use three main techniques. And those techniques together is what we called enhanced audio description. And the first method we use is additional sound effects. So we use sound effects to clarify actions and also indicate the presence of characters. And this could be that we add sound effects that are not in the original production, or we actually enhance by making them louder in the mix, sound effects that are there to make them a little bit more noticeable. Just to give you an example, one of the end sequences of Pearl in the original film has a really beautiful scene in which the main character is kind of running along the beach and her mother is kind of chasing her. The main character is very, very upset, and it's a very, very beautiful sequence. But the creative decision in the film was to have it a little bit like a music montage. So all we hear is the music and we have some great cinematography on screen. But of course, that makes the scene incredibly inaccessible. And what we did is we took that scene and we added sound effects that matched the action. So in our version, we can hear the footsteps of the characters as they run along the beach, and we can hear the distressed breathing of the main character. And that creates an instant emotional connection, as well as letting us know as audiences that that character is distressed.
And we've got a clip from a section of the film now, and it is designed to be listened to through headphones to get the full effect of the 360 sound. So if you've got any handy, now is the time to plug them in.
Mother and the doctor are not far behind. I just want to get to the sea.
Margaret!
The waves. Blood again, and it's hard to breathe.
Margaret!
That was a short clip there from Pearl, a film created by the students at the University of York and has enhanced audio description. We're discussing enhanced audio description this morning on RNIB Connect Radio. So, Mariana, what are the other aspects of enhanced audio description?
So that's an example of how we use sound effects to create accessibility. Another method that we use is spatial audio. So this means that we locate the different audio elements, sound elements, to match what's on screen. So for example, where the character is. So if a character is standing towards the left, we'll have the dialogue panned towards the left. If the character is, for example, moving from left to right rear, we would actually hear the dialogue move as the character moves. So this creates a sense of what movement in the scene is there. And another thing that we also do is we spatialize sounding objects. So for example, we can let the audience know that there is a fireplace just in front of them, and there is maybe a door opening on the left surround. And this again creates a sense of the scene, the setting of the film. In addition to this two techniques, we also use first-person narration. What this means is that for those elements that are not possible to be conveyed either through sound effects or spatial audio, we have a first-person narration layer in which the main character describes some elements. And this could be things like gestures that are particularly important, or it could even be colors that are crucial to the scene. And what we have is a really poetic description, because we have the main character that is providing these elements. So these three methods combined is what we call enhanced audio description.
And what has been people's reactions to when they've watched the film with enhanced audio description? How have they reacted to that experience compared to traditional audio description?
That's a really, really interesting question. And it's really important to highlight for us that we have involved visually impaired audiences throughout the process, from brainstorming ideas at the very, very start of the project to actually assess, you know, how well these methods work and what needs some further work. What was really interesting for us is that when we evaluated enhanced audio description, it was deemed to be as accessible, enjoyable, and descriptive as traditional audio description. So it was considered to be an accessible experience. And this is really, really important to us, because I always say there's a period of familiarization with new things. And generally in our research context, we ask people participating to get used to something new quite fast, generally 20 minutes, that is what the length of the film is. So having received such good positive results with a method that is new to the people who experienced it is a really great achievement for the project. And we feel that with more productions using this method, it will even be more successful, because people will know what to expect.
And just to pick up on that point of it being used more widespread in different kinds of productions, I spoke to an actor recently who was working on a integrated accessibility performance of Oliver Twist. So like yourselves, they had sound effects, they had captions on the stage, they used characters to narrate what was happening in the scene that was on stage, obviously. But I'm wondering if you think this is the future of where audio description's headed, is to a more inclusive and integrated form of audio description rather than the traditional side.
Yeah, this is a very, very exciting field. Integrated access is definitely very, very interesting. And this idea, as you say, that productions integrate accessibility to their workflow. And in integrated access, we definitely encourage thinking about accessibility from day one in a project. And in the case that you describe, then it's open to everyone. And this is very much the techniques that we used for enhanced audio description, where we look into integrating accessibility to the workflows of film and television production, rather than having it a little bit as an add-on at the end. And this is really, really important as well, because creatives in a production can get involved in accessibility by working together with accessibility experts, so that the end product is one that is accessible and also reflects the creative aims. And there's a lot of really interesting research about how accessibility methods generally actually are beneficial for much wider populations than the intended end users. And in enhanced audio description, we found this really interesting thing where we, once we had completed all our methods, we did screenings to see how accepted the format would be for sighted audiences. So we did screenings that had visually impaired audiences and sighted audiences. And sighted audiences were very welcoming of the accessibility layer. And at the same time, visually impaired audiences said that it provided a much more inclusive experience, because suddenly it was no longer some people wearing headphones, some people not wearing headphones. Everybody was wearing headphones and everyone was experiencing the same soundtrack. And this created a sense of a much more inclusive experience for everyone. So definitely, I do hope that's where the future of accessibility is going to integrated access.
We shall see. Keep us up to date with all the work that you're doing at the University of York. But in the meantime, thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you.